Hello, I'm Dr. Izzix, and I am Dr. Izzix in lots of places online. I co-host a podcast called Watches It Tomorrow with my friend Gepwin. I also do YouTube sometimes, and I'm really happy to be here. I go by he, him pronouns, and I play Edamar Gloom, who also goes by he, him pronouns, who is some sort of bird person, who is a little bit of a bard, a little bit spooky sometimes, but you know.
Hello, I am Gepwin. You can find me as Gepwin anywhere online. I do video game YouTube stuff and co-host the Watches of Tomorrow podcast with Dr. Izzix, where we talk about Star Trek and other sci-fi related media things. I play Edwin Stone Talon, the Strig fighter hunter dude, who's a stout owl person who just loves to hit stuff with dual wielding, and that's about as far as my thought process goes.
I am Jen. You can find me as just Jen on Twitter. I play on Monday nights on TTRPG Academy in Faerun Reborn. Here I play Zahao Maldwin. He's a Vulpin Sage cleric, kind of a shadow cleric, and he's a little bit prissy and, doesn't like to get dirty.
And I am Crest. I am the Dungeon Master for our journey into the Humblewood. I hope you like it with us.
Last time, the party had some downtime. They did some gambling. They won some money. They lost some money. And then the council requested that they go stop the bandits because it took some doing, but they figured out that they're located somewhere in the Crest Mountains. So the party set out to hunt them down. They dealt with some mountain lions. They navigated their way through. They found a side entrance to the bandits' stronghold. They put to sleep some guards and then tossed them into a cliff, being very bloodthirsty and actually flabbergasting me, their DM, for the first time ever.
Yeah, we're a little more violent in this game, I think.
Yeah, we're just these cute little animals, and we want to kill everything.
And they snuck into the fortress, and they made their way up to the top, and they met Benaceridan, and there was a bit of a nasty fight, but they managed well enough. And they have now taken Benaceridan hostage, who is unconscious, and now they need to flee the fortress. And last time, I do believe Edamar rolled a persuasion check, and he failed miserably. Well, he actually didn't fail. He rolled a 11, and I got a natural 20 in response, so yeah. Uh-huh. So that said, I had to come up with a special situation, which I only talk so much about the maps we use on here because either A, it's something Shard, the virtual tabletop we use, already has up, or it's something I get from the book, from the like modules itself, and so I don't mention it. However, today I will be mentioning it because I had to outsource for it, and it doesn't exactly match up with what the Humblewood module describes, but it was one of the best I could manage. So that said, let's switch over to the special hostage encounter I made up for you all.
Nice.
Okay.
Also remember, we're all mostly dead.
Yeah, we're all mostly dead, and we're dragging around an unconscious person with us, right?
Yep.
Actually, I don't think I'm mostly dead for once in my life.
So I guess I think we have
this time.
Four options.
Okay, so the party managed to drag Benaceridan down into the courtyard, and oh my god, the fog is... I built this encounter specifically to avoid this.
The fogginess?
Yes.
It's just the fire. The smoke. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did set a fire, didn't we?
We set the whole place on fire.
Alright, one of the things is burning, isn't it? One second, I have to trace out the damn thing. Alright, you guys should be able to see that. And it's showing up on Shard too. I mean, on viewer mode as well. Let me double check to make sure. Okay, it's on the stream. Okay, before going any further, this map is not exactly a fit for the one described in the Humblewood module, but it was pretty close enough. And it comes to us from courtesy either Fabia over the fine folks over at Patreon at Kremlin Maps, and I just shoved the link into the chat. This is one of their freebies. I recommend checking them out. They are one of many, very, many good content providers out there. Okie dokie. So let me give you some a reminder. Okay, first off, the black square tokens on the map, those are either people or those are tents or civilians, so you cannot go through that. This right here, I don't know if you guys can see me tapping it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, that's the way you came, so you cannot go through this way.
There it is, okay.
This way is the front entrance. However, from what you've seen, there's a portcullis and a drawbridge, and if you want that, you have to go all the way up into the tower and activate the switches. And right here... Sorry, can you see what I'm tapping?
Yeah, that's
that's the way you guys first entered, so you have a choice to make.
Okay.
And on that note, I'm sorry, everybody, but after the failed persuasion check last time, roll initiative.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fair.
8.
And I will remind you, one of you is going to have to drag Benna behind you as you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not very strong, so somebody else?
I think we need to make Peely do it.
I could drag someone. I have a +1, so that's something, at least. I'm not a negative in strength. The roar over her shoulder.
Alrighty. And we start
Fireman carry.
Top of the round. Zao.
If I have to carry her and fight, she's becoming a human shield.
Oh my god, that is so bad. Yeah. Okay, so am I seeing anybody threatening right now, obviously?
There are some people that are... There are 4 different people currently you can see, at least from your position.
I'm just... I almost want to try just charming them, but I can't, like, do group charm person, you know? That would be the way to go about something.
Still taking out 1 or 2 of them via such means is a good idea.
Yeah. Ah, man. I'm just looking at my fun spells, trying to come up with a way to...
Well, do we want to fight... Do we want to fight 3 people and try to get to the side door, or fight possibly 1 person and hope we open the gate before the other ones get to us?
That's a good question. Because, I think... Let's go for the 1. I like those odds much better. 3-on-1 rather than being, 3-to-3.
And we should probably do our best to run over to the...
It's the closest exit route, so I agree that that would be something we'd probably be doing. But in action, would you go back the way you're familiar with, or would you try for a different route?
Well, there's 4 people between us and the way we came.
Yeah.
Just a mechanical question. If I do grab her and carry her, does that leave me like one-handed fighting or no-handed fighting?
I'm going to say one-handed fighting.
Okay, then. Then I'll probably... I can throw her over my shoulder and try to use the general to dissuade attacks.
Okay. That works.
So I vote we just start... I vote we probably start moving.
Yeah, definitely. So that person, are they standing threateningly? Because I know as soon as I run past them, something will happen. So I need to know what they
Which
act
one?
Like. There's like 1 person between us and the tower right now, right?
I don't see anyone down there.
Yeah,
that's... This way.
So if we just continue moving, we're just booking it.
Yeah, but remember, you can't go through the black squares.
Yeah, I'll go around those. That's
it for the main
problem.
Gate.
Yep, heading towards that main gate. I'll dash and double dash, whatever, action dash myself through there if I have to. There ain't nothing stealthy about me except for my stuff. I can't use that. I think I'm already still concentrating. Aren't I still concentrating on my Veil of Dust? Or did that drop?
That would have dropped ages ago. You used that way back on the bridge.
I thought
was
you
that
had,
way back
I thought
on the
you
bridge.
Were concentrating
okay.
on a shield of shield of
a
faith.
Shield of faith. That is what I'm concentrating on. Yeah,
there.
I was trying to remember which.
Who was that
spell.
On?
It's been 2 weeks.
That's
Go
on
ahead.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just making sure I know that. Maybe I'll put Veil of Dust. First level on myself and try and head through the area. I'm gonna, because that's a bonus action, so I should be able to still action dash my whole way through,
What's
correct?
The, I can just find it myself.
Yeah, it's just the Humblewood Veil of Dust.
Yeah, I know.
It gives me a +1 to my armor class and gives me advantage on like stealth checks, that sort of thing. So if I need to be stealthy through here.
Alrighty.
But yeah.
Are you gonna move your character?
I was just trying to hit buttons over there. I can go Where's my movement? I know it. 30 feet. So that means I get to move 60 feet. So that brings me about somewhere about in here to dash, double dash towards the tower.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Edamar.
All right. So Edamar is going to click his heels to activate his boots of speed.
Okay.
So, movement will get to about Yaya here. Then he'll go ahead and dash to climb these stairs and look. How much movement does going up the ladder take?
15 feet.
All right.
Which I think my shield of faith has worn off by now, too, actually. That was a 10-minute thing.
And you cast spell dust on yourself.
And I just did, that one because of that. But I just wanted to let you guys know that shield of faith is not on you anymore.
All right. Darn.
Sorry.
Sorry, Edamar, you were saying?
So I'll get up right next to this Jabeen here.
Okay.
You're going to die.
And be like, hello.
Alrighty. And since you took your bonus action to use your boots and your action to dash, I guess that's your turn.
Yep.
It is now the Keep Mapok Bandit's turn. And seeing people make a run for it, he has a short bow. And seeing how one of you is carrying his leader, he's gonna fire at you. I'm sorry, Edwin. Short bow, to hit. 15.
15 misses.
Okay. He has a climb speed of 30 feet. He's gonna try and bar your wig. And that's his turn. He's gonna dash, I think. 5, 30.
No, don't come for me. Got enough trouble as is.
Over there. And that's gonna be his turn. Edwin, you're up.
Hey. I'm assuming, I'm already carrying her because we had to get outside.
Mm-hmm.
How much does she weigh?
She's pretty heavy. She's a big deer woman.
Is it more than 285 pounds?
If you use her as a club, you will kill her.
Well, I mean, just for... I was just looking this up. According to the strength rules, I can carry anything 15 times as much as my strength without penalty.
Oh, you don't have a penalty. The only penalty is that one of your arms is just taken up, that's all.
Okay, that's fine then. Let's see then. I can just... He is not right next to me, so I can run down here. And... there's nothing for me to do with the bonus action, so I guess I'll run down here and hope that we can do something assist-like soon.
Okay.
So move and dash. That's all I can do.
Gimsan. I mean, not Gimsan. Edamar. You're by yourself.
Yes.
And the Jibbeen has a sword! Scimitar! And that's an 18 to hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that will actually hit, so yes.
Pretty sure you only have like 8 hit points left. Why did you do that?
Well,
because the levers needed to be hit if you want to use the front gate. 4 slashing damage.
Yeah, we have to use that to get
4 slashing damage. Ouch.
Luckily enough for you, though, he doesn't have multi-attack, so that's his turn.
Mm-hmm. He's cute, but deadly.
This one's gonna dash.
Oh my gosh.
And that's gonna be his turn. He's gonna dash. And now, top of the round, Zao.
Yeah, Whoops. Hello. I did not mean
one
to do that.
Second,
okay. 5, 10, 15. So I can move to like about 30 feet ish up there. That's the stairway up there, I assume.
It is.
So I can see what is going on inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do something here because Toll the Dead on that dude, that little dude.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom.
He needs a wisdom save. Yeah.
19.
Damn, why do you roll so good? I hate you. No, I don't, but not fair. Not fair at all. I'm going to need to do a bonus action healing word because we know you're going down and I might as well get on top of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm going to use my last second level on you for that, by the way. 7.
Hooray!
Yep. So, and I end my turn.
I might survive another round.
Edamar, you're up.
Yeah, hopefully, because that is my last spell slot in that level.
I think here, what's the best means to not die right away? I'm going to cast Chorus of Scythes on the guy right in front of me.
What do I need to do?
Oh no, it's not my last second. I still have one more. I still have one more alive.
18 to hit for 8 damage.
Oof.
That's crap. Damage roll.
Okay. You look a little rough. Anything else?
I'll go ahead and shift over here. I'm guessing here is about where the controls are?
Yeah.
Get a little bit closer. Maybe I'll get my friends out at the very least.
Alrighty.
I'll drag you out after me if I have to.
He's going to run after you, and Edwin, he's going to shoot at you with his bow.
Hey.
And that's a natural 20, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Oh, so I'm
that's
6 dead.
Automatically. Plus 7, so 13.
13, okay. Ow. I'm still alive.
Woohoo! Thank God for
some. Well, their leader at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this other little mouse bursts into the tower. And these things are being much more terrifying than I thought they would be.
Edamar will say hello. Hello.
Edwin, you're up.
Alright, y'all are kind of in the way, so I think all I can really do is block the stairs on this end.
Well, yeah, we're friendly, so you can actually move through my space.
Yeah, let's see, 15. That would get me, like, exactly up to the dude.
I may have made a mistake in planning this encounter.
That is a
bonus action. So I'm going to run up here, past you. I'm going to attack number 7 with my one-hand battle axe. 14 to hit.
Number 7, 14 hits.
For 9 damage.
And they go down.
Crush.
Cool. Then.
Nice.
Smash. Then I'm going to use my second wind, which gives me...
That's
not great. 2 plus 3, so I get 5 hit points. Hooray.
That's still something, yeah.
Better than nothing. Yeah.
Considering when, like, our max HP is, like, not even hardly over 20, you know, for each of us. Right now.
I'm the fighter. My max HP is 30.
Okay.
Oh. That's nice.
Okay, that's that.
This one's going to run up to here. And he has a short bow as well. And Zao, he's going to take a swing at you. You have a plus 1 because of your Veil of Dusk, right? Zao?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I have a plus 1 on my AC or advantage on any stealth rolls I have to make.
Okay, that's a 10. That misses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, I would have missed, but
that's the other one. And I think he's going to try and go this way. I think it's going to be his turn. Top of the round, it's now.
Alrighty. So, I can see that Wonder being number 4, right?
Probably not from this angle. Oh.
Like, I can't see him at all, you think?
No, because there's a builder's wall.
They're
so
freaking short and everything. Can I move into the room since we're all friends that I'm walking past?
Sure.
So, I'll walk right up to him, and I'm going to hit him. My magic doesn't seem to be working, so okay. I'm just going to hit him.
Alrighty.
Hang on, let me... I just have to get into my attack. Aha, there we go. Ah, found it. Which is my quarter staff. I'm going to smack him. Ah, a 10 probably misses.
10 misses.
So much better than casting something to the dead. Nope. Anyway, that is my bonus. My bonus action, I mean. Everybody's still standing around me. I'm not going to use my bonus action right now. Because, yeah.
All right, then.
Conservation. Stay in there.
All right. So this mechanism to open the gates, does it seem like
it's literally just quick from... You literally just pull the lever, Kronk.
All right.
And I'm really going to get you for saying that.
Pardon?
I was making a Disney joke.
Yes. So I'll pull the lever, Crunk.
Okay, the gates are open.
Not that lever.
One sec, I'm gonna put a quick token down just so you guys know.
I meant to be right there.
Cube, I'll make it green just cause. And we'll make it. Okay, that green token that symbolizes the gate are open.
Oh.
Okay, right, so.
Edamar will come back this way. Yeah. Who wants Bardic Inspiration?
Well, I'm going to stand there and try and keep this little gerbine away from attacking us while we're escaping. So anyone smacking on your way out the door if you want, but start heading towards the door.
I'll give you some Bardic Inspiration.
I feel like we're going to need to do something to keep him from just closing the gate again.
Well, I'll be there while you're moving. I'll stay a turn.
But then as soon as you leave, he'll close the gate.
Maybe, but not if he's dead. I can't leave that room till he's dead. I mean, if you want to help me kill him, yeah.
Then let's run. So you gave Zawin Bardic Inspiration?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a D...
Six.
Six? Okay. And that's on attacks or damage?
Ability checks, attack rolls, or saving throws.
Okay.
And you can roll it after you roll as well.
Yeah, I've only kind of played one bard ever, so yeah. And I don't usually have a lot of people who are playing bards with my groups ever, so it's fun to do it.
Zao, I'm so sorry. This little gerbean has multi-attack.
Yep. First, how many times did he hit me?
10. Nope. Second?
Uh-huh. 23. Yeah, that hits.
5 piercing damage.
5 minus, yeah, okay. Ouch.
Edwin, you're up.
Let's see. Dude on stairs, dude over here. Okay. I'm gonna step over one and attack the Jabin that's hitting Zao. 14 to hit.
14 on the middle. No, 14 does not hit.
Oof, strong boy. Okay, I don't think I have any bonus actions I can use because I'm carrying someone.
Okay, the bandit's turn. He's gonna join his friend over here, and that's gonna be his turn.
At this rate, we're going to have to jump over the railing in order to escape.
It's 40 feet high.
I was gonna ask. Well, we can do that. Zao can't.
Yes.
Alright, yeah. You two have light speeds. She doesn't. That's his turn. Okay, top of the round. Zao.
Alrighty. Well, gonna...
Can you push him back? Can you kick him back out?
Yeah, that was my thing. I don't know if I can shield bash because I'm not that type of, fighter or cleric, but I want to freaking shield bash him. I just wish I had an attack roll for my shield, you know? Actually, I do. I do have an attack roll for my shield. I want to shield bash him backwards.
Go ahead.
Down that hallway and hold him and block him and then let people do whatever attacks they want on him over the top of it if possible. Damn it, I rolled a 9.
Nope.
Can't even succeed at that.
Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, Bardic Inspiration gives me a d6. So 6 more on that.
Nice, 15.
So did 15 hit?
15 does not hit.
Okay. Damn!
Wow.
Oh, after all that. These little nieces, they're just so small.
Edamar.
That's the end of my turn, yeah.
You're up.
All right, so Edamar sees that Zao is in trouble, and we'll quickly squeeze in here and try to stab this guy, because I'm kind of out of everything else, except Thunderclap. which I don't think is going to be enough to take this guy down. So, rapier! 15 to hit. That's not good enough, is it?
No.
I was going to say, you could definitely get around me and my shield, because I obviously can't hit crap with it, so...
Is that the end of your turn anymore?
I'm going to give Zao some more bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Is it that obvious I need help?
Yes.
Edwin. Athletics check.
Athletics check. I'm good at that. 15.
21. Suddenly, Benisteridan is yanked out of your grip by the Mop Hawk.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that.
And that's going to be his turn. And it is now the guard's turn.
If they just let us go, we wouldn't have to kill them, to be honest. We're only killing them because we have to. They are making us kill them.
First swing to Zao. 19.
Ouch. Yeah, it hit me.
6 piercing damage to you, Zao.
Okay.
And then one to Edamar. 18.
Hello. That'll hit.
3 piercing damage. Oh my god, I'm rolling so well.
That's okay. You just Ouch. Wait. It catches up with you.
It does.
And then you start rolling badly.
Edwin, you're up.
Okay.
Your quarry was just kicked out of your grip.
Yeah, it was. She was. Yeah.
They just want us to have to kill them.
I can't do much to him without hurting her. Is he on the ladder?
No, I'm gonna say. If you want to take a flying leap, if you want to take like a jump attack at him, I've been saying no.
Okay. The question on my mind right now, I can't remember. If I move away from this because he's engaged by two other people, does he still get an opportunity attack on me?
One second. Yeah, I think he does.
Generally, yes.
Okay. So that means I would have to use an action to disengage.
Or you're going to try and tank it.
Yeah, but I only have 9 hit points left.
Yeah, let's not waste our hit points if we can help it. We're going to get hit. No matter what, but
I need to know if I can do something before I decide on my next action. If I could grapple, if I could grapple number 4, which I can do kind of easily with a bonus trait, can I throw him as a bonus action?
Ooh, that's fun.
You know what? Because you have that one weird style that lets you use improvised things, I'm going to say yes. But you have to succeed the grapple check first.
Well, I need to do I need to do an unarmed strike because I have... Where'd it go? Come on. I have it here. Brawler, when you successfully attack a target with talons, I can choose to grapple the target.
Okay.
Oh, as a bonus action, unfortunately. So first I have to attack and grapple him, but that's easy enough.
Okay.
So unarmed strike for 25.
That hits.
Which does 5 damage.
Okay.
And now the guy is grappled.
Alrighty.
Which I can't do anything because that was a bonus action, unfortunately, but now he's grappled for next turn.
Alrighty.
Hooray!
Yay, and I've got advantage on him.
Yep. So now you can either kill him, you might be able to smack,
maybe.
Smack him.
If I can hit him, even though you're holding him still.
Get her to safety! Yes, sir. And that's gonna be his turn.
Am I going to have to rely on him starting to roll bad, or am I going to rely on myself to start rolling good?
Top of the round, Zao.
Now I'm ready. I'm going to go and smack it, because he's holding it. I get advantage.
Good.
Nope. Still missed it.
Bardic inspiration.
Oh, yeah. I was
that one might
that.
Actually
Thank
work.
Thank you. That might actually work. 16?
16 hits.
Awesome! I freaking finally bashed something. 7 damage.
Okay.
Just bopping it on a head with my quarterstaff. And that's it. That's the end of my turn. Finally hit something. I feel good now.
Edamar.
So, I'm gonna stab him as well.
Okay. 19 hits.
That's at least a 19. Yes. Or 20. This for 8 damage.
Yeah. He's dead.
Hooray! Now the question is, do I want to move somewhere? Probably. I'm going to move...
Do you want to knock down the ladder? That was my plan.
Oh, that's a good point. Can I kick that ladder?
Sure.
So I kicked that ladder there to discourage number 7 from coming up.
Good idea.
That's what that red circle symbolizes. Okay.
Yeah, broken down ladder.
His turn. He's passed Benacerid to his other fellows, and he's going to come up here, and he's going to attack you, Edwin. And he has a great axe!
Oh, God.
Oof.
Pretty great.
Dirty 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is...
No! God!
9 damage.
One of these days, you will roll badly.
Okay, I'm at 0.
No!
And that's his turn. Edwin, first death saving throw.
Alright.
Damn it.
Did I roll? No, I didn't roll. Go away. There's the button. 17.
Okay. That's your turn. That's his turn. And he's now going to try and get Bennett out of here. I'm going to say he's crippled because he is dragging her along. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's his turn. And he has to spend it trying to fix the ladder situation. So, that's going to be his turn. Zao, you're up.
Okay, I am obviously reaching out and touching Edwin, right? Because you're down?
Yep, eyes down.
Yep, this is exactly my thing. I'm gonna give you a second level Cure Wounds, and let me roll for ya. 11 points.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Let me survive the next time I get hit with the great axe.
Mm-hmm.
Edamar, you're up.
So what's my gliding speed?
It should be...
Can't find it.
That's odd.
Yeah, I know we all have that, but...
What, glide speeds?
Glide speed. Oh, here it is.
Glide.
60 feet.
60 feet. All right, then I'll use my, action to withdraw, extract myself from this melee, and glide on down here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll end up here. That way it's like, hello. Actually, I'll be a little bit over.
Well, being a bird person, you get to glide. I'm a vulpin. I'm more like trying to be sneaky, stealthy, and hide in the shadows. Thank you. I'm a foxy boy.
That's your turn?
Yes. Unless I want to use part of... I'll hold on to that for the moment.
Okay. It is now the Keep My Pack Commander's turn. He's going to use his great axe again. He swings, and his axe goes right through the floor and drops out of sight. He rolled a natural one.
Nice.
Finally.
And he looks so sheepish, and then he looks up at you, Edwin, because it's now your turn.
Oh, my friend. The tides of fortune have favored the weapons today.
The big eyeballs look up at you all wide and sweet. The Disney look.
I need to go that away. I want to flying tackle him out and land on top of him on the bottom.
Nice.
An arm strike, I think.
19.
To the bear. Yes, the hits.
Aha. So how do we do damage for that?
Would it be either unarmed strike or falling damage?
Or flying tackling him out the window?
Yeah. I'm going to say roll me a d10.
There you go.
D10. 7.
7 bludgeoning damage to him then.
That's damn good. Nice.
Okay.
I don't know if I can still use a bonus action after that.
I'll say sure.
Okay, then I'll smack him with my warhammer.
But that's not. Yeah, you get a double attack, right, if you take the attack action?
That's a 12.
12 does not hit.
Okay. Well, that's fine then. Unless he's prone or something, but I'm not going to push for too many advantages with that one.
Probably. You're probably laying on top of him.
You are, actually.
In any case.
I guess that would technically give me advantage, but that feels unfair on a bonus
attack.
That's fine.
On a bonus attack, yeah.
I mean... Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
that would be 12 anyway, actually.
So no.
Yeah.
All right, then.
See, Dice told you so, huh? Dice agreed with you.
He's dragged the bear Bennett a little bit this way, sees Edamar up in front of him, puts her down, and out comes the short bow. 18 to hit.
I'll hit.
6 piercing damage.
I think that hits all of us, yeah.
This one finally gets the ladder up and running, so I'm now going to remove this, and yeah, that's going to be his turn. Okie dokie. Top of the round.
Kick it down again.
Zao.
Yeah, Zao, smash him with the ladder.
Hey, well, the ladder's... Did he put the ladder back up?
Yes.
Yep.
Can I slam the ladder, against him or, shove it backwards? I guess I would be doing, a shield bash against the ladder in order to knock it back over on top of him.
Sure.
Would that go? Yeah, I think that plays well for that. Let me get my shield bash. 17.
And once again, you do the thing.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a d4 for damage, so if
go
that's...
Ahead. Just go ahead and roll your shield bash damage, 2 to him.
Okay. Yeah, which is 2, yeah.
And he's currently lying underneath the ladder.
Nice. Yeah, you're not coming here. Mm-mm.
And I'm going to
kill everyone in here anyway,
nope,
aren't we?
Nope. And we're all standing. Everybody in my party's standing, right?
So far.
Okay.
Tomorrow we'll
standing
we'll
on
push up to this guy.
Or... yeah.
So Edamar will rush up to this guy and then actually drink a healing potion.
Yes, thank you. going to end up having to force feed you guys something.
I forgot we had those.
Yeah, we have those because we're going to need them.
Well, I'm back up to past half my hit points. Hooray!
Okay.
Yay!
Is that your turn?
Yes.
He's going to roll athletics to try and get you off him, Edwin.
Hey.
And that's a 7. Roll me athletics.
Mm-hmm. Athletics. 17.
Nope, you haven't pinned to the ground. And other than that, Edwin, it's your turn.
Alright. I feel a little bad about this, but battle axe. 11.
You have advantage because he is prone, technically.
Yep,
still 11, my god.
11, oh my god.
Nope.
And Warhammer. Advantage 25.
25 hits.
Yes.
For 7 damage.
Hammer time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my turn.
This poor little guy.
Short sword against you, Edamar. 13.
That'll miss.
That's his turn. He has to spend a turn getting out from underneath the ladder, so that's his turn. Mm-hmm. And top of the round, so.
Okay, I'm going to toll the dead on that one that's down there.
Number 7.
That just got out from under the ladder, yeah. I need him to make a whiz.
9.
Ah, he fails. Has he taken damage?
He did when the ladder fell on him.
When the ladder fell on him. Yep. So 10 more damage, please.
He gets out from underneath the ladder. The sound of a bell rings through the air and he passes out.
Yes, I like the best.
Now I'm just imagining the ladder falls on him and those cartoon little bells just
start going to glory. Yeah.
Edamar.
Oh, I love it.
You're up.
All right. Time to stab this guy. There's a 25 hit.
25 hits.
For 12 damage.
Shing. And he drops.
Well, trying to avoid the people didn't seem to accomplish anything.
And seeing his comrade go down and Bennett once again falling into the hands of the enemy, he screams, "No!" And I'm going to say he's going to have an advantage on trying to get out from underneath you, Edamar, so go ahead and roll me your athletics again.
Still have a plus 6 to athletics. Oh, 14. 14.
Okay, one sec. Oh, 21, it doesn't matter. He gets up off of you, and out comes the short sword. 22 to hit.
Oh, yep.
4 slashing damage.
Yeah.
And that's going to be his turn. Edwin, you're up.
Alright, first thing I'm going to do is take that health potion. What was that? 1d4 plus 1?
It should be in your inventory.
There it is. Yay, 4.
Okay.
Anyway, better than nothing. And nope, that was minus. There we go. Basically, that didn't hit me. Then I can bonus action attack him for 12.
Nope.
Well, not doing very well.
And
that's me.
Top of the round, Zao.
Alrighty, so... Sorry, when I look at which the map looks different at that moment. Okay, so everybody in the room is dead with me, so I'm following everybody. I know I can't move very far, so I'm going to go here. We've got to go down the stairs at some point. So I think I can move 25 because there's an angle considered in progress with that, and I know how measuring is different than counting squares. So do I see any enemies?
The one Edwin's digging out with, but no.
Just that one, and that's the one that we're carrying to try and get out these gates over here, right?
The one Edwin's digging out with is right here, and here is your unconscious quarry.
Okay. Oh, I see. The blue one. Yes. Okay. I'm close enough. I'm going to try and hit them. Let's see if I can actually hit somebody with something. Here we go. Sorry, I have to get between my spells to my quarterstaff.
17. 17 hits.
2 damage to him.
Poke.
Yep, bap! Right on the nose. Bad.
Edamar, it's your turn. I will need a strength check for you to try and drag Ben out.
Yeah. You say, I'm not very strong. 8.
No, you're not having very much luck picking the woman up, I'm sorry.
Alright, well, at least I'll keep her secure.
It is now his turn, and he's gonna swing with his short sword at you, Edwin. Oh my fucking god. Pardon my French. His short sword goes... He swings too wildly and his short sword goes sailing over the wall. He rolled a natural 1.
Oh, nice. Oh, God.
Jen, your prophecy came true. Congratulations. I hope you're happy.
Of course I am. Hey.
He looks after his phone, his missing weapon, and he looks up at you, Edwin. It's your turn.
Big eyes again.
When I retire from this life, I am going to make a lucrative income selling weapon straps. Yes. All right, battle axe 14.
No.
Warhammer 30-20.
Yes.
And 5.
You smack him over the head with your hammer, and he goes down.
Nice.
And with all the main opposition cleared, I'm gonna say you guys managed to make it out of the fortress safely. So, congratulations, everybody. You cleared my encounter. Alrighty.
Yep.
So you guys flee the stronghold with Bennett and Toll. You managed to evade any pursuing forces because, A, you have the nest charm, and, well, a few other advantages on your side because they're all panicking and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys make it back to Alderheart, and you deliver Bennett to the Birdfell Council. And you guys are told that the penalty for our crimes is death. What is your reaction to this?
Well, Edamar will step forward and say, there's, you know, I would be very interested in being there for her trial.
Yeah.
Well, according this is kind of her, it. If you're going to speak on her behalf, this is kind of the moment.
Yes.
According to her, her crimes were trying to warn people of the fire and not teaching her soldiers how to hold on to weapons.
Edwin, are you sure you are not the bard?
Well, this is quite true. In fact, they seem to lose track of their weapons quite quickly when we were coming through. Maybe their heart just wasn't into a real fight, honestly. But there is, you know, there is a method to her activities that I think would be very, you know, informative for everyone here.
For the listeners at home, I just put my head in my hands.
Yes, of course you did.
Okay.
We're terrible.
Okay, so you are pleading for Benna's life and her cause.
It could at the least be a useful source of information.
Very, very, very true.
And dead people don't tend to, well, talk very much.
Share, yeah.
Does anyone have speak with dead?
There is some frowning at that. And I was going to give you persuasion with advantage, but now I'm not. One of you needs to roll persuasion. Who is it?
I'll go ahead and roll it up.
I have bewitching guile. I can just use that. So
I got a 9.
Thing I have.
That's not very good.
No. I can cast charm person
God.
Because of my bewitching guile.
Jen?
Yeah.
You jinx it. I hate you and I love you so much at the same time. That's a number. Yeah. That's a natural one right there. You guys have your way with the party, with the council. So you capture her and reason her, and there is peace talks. One sec, let me make a note of that.
Hey, 9's my lucky number, by the way, so good roll.
Great.
And there is peace talks. Okay.
Okay.
So,
is it just me, or did he seem persuaded by a very bad argument?
Well, it is early in the day, maybe.
Okay.
We all look bloody
so
and messy, so
there is
they might be
a lot
of
drama going into this, but they do talk with the Bandit Coalition, and there is a lot of distrust and so on and so forth, but they do manage to work it out in the end. And now, so you guys will get your reward next time we play Humble once I figure out what that is and doing all the sorting. But yes,
yeah.
The Coalition and the Council are working together, and they will now go from being the Birdfell Council to the Humblewood Council, and now there's going to be a lot of peace and help and response time between the wood in the wood, and now the citizens of Alderheart, or the Alderites, now know you as the defenders of Alderheart,
And Benna also gives you her Blade of the Wood, so I'll have that ready for one of you when next time we play Humblewood. And
awesome.
Yeah, with that done, yeah, I now know which way you guys went with the party, and I know how to handle the inventory moving forward. And we also made it through the big part of what I was worried about.
And we will catch you next episode.
Many Stories, Many Games is a tabletop variety show. The Humblewood miniseries is a D&D 5e campaign using the Humblewood setting created by Hippling Press. The music and sound effects used come from Monument Studios and were paid for personal usage. We play on a Shard tabletop VTT and the podcast is powered by Anchor. Thanks for listening.
Brought peace and prosperity. We've been a good example of how the various people of the Humblewood can work together and accomplish stuff like kidnapping of a bandit leader.
We have brought peace by killing many animals.
Yes, sadly.
That is one way to put it, yes.
My bloodthirsty little animal critters.
I know, we're horrible. We're happy, happy tree friends.
I said at the beginning of this, I wanted to play a simple character who likes to hit things.
Omar does feel a bit bad about all the death, but...